podcast over. We're done.
We're done on episode 17. So welcome, everybody. I'll just do the intro real quick. Welcome, everybody. Okay. SideQuesting Podcast, episode 17.
17!
I am your host, as always, Eric, with my co-host, Tom. And we have a guest today. We tricked someone else to come onto the podcast. You have no idea what you got yourself into, Snowy. So,
do you want us to call you Snowy? Do you want us to call you Snowy?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want. Mark or Snowy. It's fine either way.
He goes by Snowy. He goes by Mark. He goes by the magical, majestic unicorn.
Shenanigans Shaman. Whatever you want.
Shenanigans Shaman. I like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Salami Nepal.
Yeah. I mean, you could call me Timmy and I'd probably respond. It's, whatever you want.
I wish I had thought of Shenanigans Shaman. That would be my Smurf account on Overwatch or something.
Oh my god,
that'd
be so good.
I'm going to say this. I did know that you were called Mark before this because I stalked you and I was like, I don't actually know his real name. So let me see if I can find out. But I didn't want to just come off as creepy and be like, oh, what's up, Mark? And then you're like, how'd you figure out my name?
So many people know my name because my name is everywhere now because of Arrow. So my name's out everywhere. So. Yep.
So let's just dive right into it. So I wanted to actually ask you and bring you on and talk about that. I mean, I've seen you done several streams for it, but you obviously founded Arrow Sanctuary, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so why don't you just go ahead and tell me a little bit about, or tell us a little bit about, or the listeners about what you do there?
Sure. So right now we're still in the startup phase, so we're still raising money for first step, which is getting land, but. Once we have land and kind of the whole goal is to help rescue as well as rehabilitate at-risk equines and livestock. So we're focusing more on bigger animals, farm animals, not so much like dogs, cats, that kind of stuff. There will always be dogs and cats everywhere, but that's kind of where our focus lies. So it's kind of a dream I had way back when in the start of 2020. I decided to pounce on it and start it. So we're like a year and a few months old now. That's basically the down low on the rough knowledge of what Arrow is.
The quick Reader's Digest version. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
yeah.
So I'm definitely not an animal, like an all knowing person about animals, but so you mean bovine, is that like horses, cows, like livestock animals like that?
Yeah. Horses, cows, sheep, goats, pigs, chickens, even though I'm not a big fan of chickens, but they need places anyways.
Chickens and snakes are his.
I don't like
weakness.
Snakes. Good thing snakes aren't livestock. We're good there.
You can milk a snake. So, I mean, technically,
this is true. I could milk a snake, but I'll pass. And there's still other things that fall under there that are like kind of off canter, like reindeer technically fall under that standpoint and all that kind of thing. So
he's Santa Claus,
right? there's reindeer farms here in Tennessee, like all over
really?
The place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that a reindeer farm was a thing. That's so crazy. I don't even know if I've seen a reindeer in real life. I'm not sure.
Eventually, I would love to have reindeer on the property. That would pay bills for the whole year just from Christmas.
I just want you to have a section cut off so that way we can have a Jimmy Neutron situation, and we could just go ooh 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 caribou.
All right, done, sold. I'm in it. My main focus, as we would take on really any livestock, any large breed farm, my personal main focus is actually Mustangs, so wild Mustangs through the BLM adoption facilities, because they take in so many Mustangs all the time because there's just so many of them. Okay. Generally what happens is they go to auctions, and then those who don't make it through auctions generally go to kill pens and and sent out. So generally Mustangs are kind of, plus they're just kind of like my spirit animal. Like if anybody's like, hey, what's your favorite breed of horse? I'm like, oh, a Mustang, because Mustangs are wild. They've got tattoos. Like I'm sold. Put me in it, coach. So what's nice with Mustangs too is they're cheap. Like you can, because there's so many, they're like, cool, $5, you can adopt this Mustang.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, I know when we were looking at adopting dogs, they're like offering dogs for like $3,000 to adopt them, but you can just adopt a Mustang for $5.
You can adopt a Mustang for $5. But if you go like the retired thoroughbred route, like racetrack horses, then you're looking at like the $3,000 adoption for a retired racehorse.
Wow. So you're, so The way that works is, so they have horse auctions where you can buy and sell horses. So you're saying the ones that people are just like, we don't want, like, they just automatically send those off to be killed?
It's the wild ones. So Mustang's a breed, but it just means wild horse. So it's not like an actual breed.
Oh, okay.
They're all over Wyoming, Colorado.
Haven't you ever watched Spirit?
It's Spirit. Spirit's a Mustang. Yeah. It's basically Spirit. And any of those horses. So, but it's because they have so many that it's just like, cool, well, we got too many. Let's do auctions and whoever doesn't make it. And they do horses and burros. So donkeys as well. Donkeys are actually at a higher kill trade rate than horses.
Which I find funny because there's a lot of like donkey farms up where I live.
Yep.
We actually have a lot of them that people just keep donkeys as pets here.
It's wild.
And there's like a house right down the road from me that has like 7 or 8 and that's it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No other livestock, just donkeys.
Just donkeys. I would love to get a zonkey at some point.
Oh yeah,
a zebra donkey.
Yeah. Oh my
goodness.
It's
a thing and they exist. Like there's a place here in Tennessee, they have like an exotic farm and they have a zonkey. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So one of my coworkers has one donkey and her horse. And apparently this donkey thinks it's a lot bigger than it is because it's trying to like basically woo the horse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this little guy's got some guts.
Cause I've seen
this horse kick somebody and it's just like, yeah, I can handle this.
Listen,
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky and Michael Scott. So, I mean, that horse was braver than I ever was. That donkey was braver than I ever was in high school. I just never took any of my shots. So that's amazing.
Yep. Same.
I'm very ignorant. I'm an admitted city boy. I grew up like in the suburbs, no, like any kind of farm experience or anything. Mm-hmm. What is the like use of, like you say it's a donkey farm. So like what are donkeys primarily used for? I'm just kind of curious.
Donkeys are natural protectors. So in most herds, you have a donkey.
And donkeys like, are just like, if they're the horde's threatened, they'll just go crazy and like kick the shit out of stuff.
Yeah. So donkeys, have you ever seen
a bucking donkey before?
They're more aggressive than horses. Horses are passives. They generally will run, but a donkey will just straight up go kick a coyote in the face.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I love them so much more.
And
now,
because they're shorter, their legs are more muscular most of the time. So they can actually be used for a lot of like heavier lifting and stuff.
Yeah, your donkeys are like your muscle build and your horses are like your lean builds.
Yes, your horses are like your warriors and your donkeys are like your tanks.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. Your horses are your DPSs and your donkeys are your tanks.
Which farm animal would be the support then?
Pigs, probably a goat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
These kind of clean up messes.
They clean up messes. Sheep are
sheep are evil.
Sheep are not smart. I don't really care for sheep.
Sheep are like, just the ads.
They are. Yes, exactly. When people are like, oh, you're such a sheep, like that's not a compliment.
And I would like to put this out there, but pigs get a bad rep. Like some pigs are very smart.
Most pigs are super smart. And they're very
dirty. And even then, sometimes they're not even dirty.
It's true. Like, they're cleaner than like a sheep.
You out there who love chinchillas, those things are dirtier than most pigs.
Chinchillas are pretty gross. Yeah, chinchillas are pretty dirty.
I'm blown away with how much I've already learned already. That's amazing. No, seriously, I feel so ignorant. Wow, it's crazy. So then, Snowy, my question for you is then, obviously, I've seen you, and I learned about Aero Sanctuary through your streams. So what made you decide to not only undertake this project that's a dream of yours, but also kind of merge it and support it with your love of gaming? Like how did that kind of idea come about?
Really it's like just trying to hit all platforms to get Arrow's name out there. But to be honest, like for me personally, even if I didn't have Arrow, I would be pushing other equine nonprofits that are out there, because really I just want to spread the love, spread the word, you know, help the environment, help equines, help, because there's so many things out there. It's like dogs, cats. And I'm like, yeah, it's really cool. But look at like farm animals and everything, you know, trying to push the box a little bit. So generally it's just me, Snowy, Mark wants to push and just spread out the education out there so that everybody kind of is aware of what's going on and try to help and do their part for whatever reason. So that's kind of like, I own my own, so I might as well just push my own. But even through Arrow, I talk about other nonprofits that are already doing stuff. Since we're in the startup phase, it's like, here's some that are already doing things. So go check them out as well and just try to help to push whatever the goal is.
That's awesome, man. I mean, I think you absolutely hit the nail on the head. But yeah, we always see, like, you see the ASPCA commercials with the Sarah McLachlan music.
Yeah.
And it's sad dogs and sad cats. And it's like, yeah. Well, yeah, but, you know, that's terrible. But dogs and cats are not the only animals that we're absolutely terrible to. And
exactly.
That brings up a good point. If you had to choose a musician and a song for your ads to get people into it, what would you choose?
I'm terrible for this because... I am so off canter with all of my choices. I want fucking Green Day to give me something. Like, let me have something pretty gnarly, pretty heavy. Like,
listen, if you're going to promote like Mustangs and stuff like that, you have to have something a little wild,
right? It's gotta be kind of crazy. Well, it's funny because I was talking today to our buddy Rex, like Green Day finally announced their new tour dates for Hella Mega Tour, which I already had tickets for. And he hadn't seen the poster. And if you look at Hella Mega Tour,
I'm not to interrupt. Is that that's the tour with where they're going with Weezer and Fall Out Boy?
Weezer
right?
and Fall Out Boy.
That's
and
back on.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get tickets.
The 2000s are coming back.
So right.
I never left tickets. The 2000s. What are you talking about?
I got my tickets last year, and they pushed it. And their Green Day's whole motif, like their album cover for this tour, is unicorns.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, it's like the poster is a unicorn centaur with wings and a guitar that's breathing fire. Like, hello. It's awesome. Like, their gif for their, like, they have each member of the band of Green Day with their instruments as unicorns as a gif cartoon. It's super cool. Yeah, I was like, I would pick Green Day.
Wow, I never would have guessed that in a million years. That's amazing. I'm going to have to definitely get tickets for that because my fiance and I saw... I love this podcast because we just go off on crazy tangents all the time.
As we should.
My fiance and I saw tickets for that and we were going to get tickets for it. And then like right as we were about to like pull the trigger and get tickets, all the COVID stuff happened. And they're like, well, we're not doing any more live shows.
Yeah, I got early release tickets. So I've had mine a year. I've been sitting on it for a year. Like super, because Green Day is my favorite band. So it's just been like... Come on, give me the show. So
early, finally announced it. Early mid 2000s, Fall Out Boy is like one of my favorite bands.
I love it.
Like,
yeah, I saw Fall Out Boy when they did their Save Rock and Roll tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, super cool.
I saw them before they broke up the first time. The last time they toured before they broke up the first time. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my inner 2000s kid is coming out now.
The fact you have to add the first time they broke up.
I know.
They've had like a couple of hiatus things going on.
Done like their own projects. I mean, let's be real. Patrick total, Stump.
If I'm not mistaken.
It might have been. Patrick Stump did his own solo stuff, which was super cool. I actually really enjoyed his solo stuff. So
I did too. It wasn't very critically acclaimed though, but I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
It was creative. It was like, it was like ska, funk, punk, pop.
I'm not even going to try and make a fusion for that genre.
No, it's a weird place to be.
If you listen to any of their songs, like there's no like set style. It's been very fluid with pretty much everything they've done.
Yeah, it's all over the map. It's crazy.
I see you posted the picture in.
I did. I put the poster in there.
If only I could open the Discord without closing all of my 40 windows. First world recording hosting problems.
Okay, you'll get to see it after.
I got my phone. It's fine.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow. That's Jesus.
Right? Is it that's not a poster you'd see nowadays.
No.
Like, maybe like back
you
in.
You failed
like,
to mention there were fighter jets and helicopters flying at the giant unicorn.
With the crowd below them. What's funny is if you listen to the album, it's so not even Green Day. Like, it's so weird. They went a whole different route. They have a surf rock song on there. It's wild. Yeah. I will say it's not my favorite album, but the whole concept I can get behind.
Snowy, I would also like to point out that this is not a unicorn. This is a bicorn, tricorn, actually.
I know. It's got like three heads and each one has a horn. It's wow.
I didn't even think you were allowed to do that.
look, when you're Green Bay, I guess you can do whatever the fuck you want.
But that was against the rules.
Oh, man. This is too magical to exist.
The fact that it does exist, though, makes me so happy.
Uh-huh.
You're just like, there's no way. I can't just imagine being in the crowd there and looking up and seeing all this happening. We're like, we don't know why we're here. We're probably going to die, but this is really awesome.
I would be so happy.
Imagine this thing fighting Godzilla. That's the new Godzilla movie right there.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Put him in the MonsterVerse. Crap, let's go.
Amazing. I would watch that 10 times over.
The first true American kaiju. Yeah, let's go for it.
Listen, this would probably be one of the more tame kaiju because after watching the last two Godzilla movies, I looked up like some of the older ones, and man, there are some freaking weird ones.
Yeah, there's some weird ones.
That's an episode for another day because it would take too long because I know all the facts of all Godzilla monsters.
Oh my gosh.
And
do you really?
Pretty much. I have watched them since I was about 4 or 5 years old, as much as I can remember.
I didn't know you were like a Godzilla connoisseur. That's amazing.
I am a full kaiju. Like I know like not just the Godzilla monsters, but like the Gamera monsters, like the giant turtle monster.
Really?
Gamera. Like all those movies. And yeah, I am a huge fan because I used to watch shows like Power Rangers and Superhuman Samurai. And the first Godzilla monster movie I watched was Godzilla versus Megalon, which has Jaguar in it, who is a giant robot friend who looks like a Power Ranger robot.
Oh, that's amazing.
So you're basically like the Professor Oak of the giant monster world.
Oh my God, that's the best title ever.
I feel like we need, if anybody listens to this and you do art, I will pay you to do like a drawing of Tom, like studying the giant kaijus or something like that in a very anime.
Can I get like the Pokemon Red opening where he throws the Pokeball out and like a Nidoran comes out, but instead I throw a Pokeball and a fucking Godzilla just appears out of nowhere?
That's amazing. I think you have to. Yeah, that'd be amazing. This is the crossover we need right now.
Yeah. This wasn't the crossover we know we needed, but it is the crossover we need.
This is why this podcast can never take off, because I'll abuse my powers of fame to just get people to make ridiculous stuff for me.
I thought that was the whole point of getting popular on the internet.
Yeah, I was thinking the
same thing. I'll just be like, you don't have to send me fan art, but if you want to, this would be pretty cool. Like, yes, please totally send me fan art, but just not the creepy kind.
Yes.
Somebody would definitely do fan art of the Smooth My Balls, and that would just be taking it too far.
Yeah.
Okay. I totally got off task, but it's totally allowable. So Snowy, when I have people on, I say the one person I've had on before, I just like to ask a general list of questions. So prepare to go into the gauntlet or the firing squad or whatever you want to call it. The lightning round. Firing squad sounds kind of aggressive. That one.
I mean, it's fine.
Given how things have progressed, I would avoid that statement.
Fix it in post.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Doing it live. So I normally ask everybody that comes on the show, what is your favorite video game?
So my favorite video game is Ocarina of Time, because my favorite series is Zelda. But it's hard because a close second is the Borderlands series as well. Both of those are like tried and true to like what really got me into gaming.
He's lying. His favorite game is Barbie's Horse Adventure.
All right, you got me. All right, fine, you got me. Okay, fine.
Come on, Tom.
You know what's funny? I did not learn that was a game until 2 days ago.
Yep.
I wonder what the most famous horses in gaming are. Probably,
probably
Epona would probably be one of them.
Epona, Aggro from Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh God, it's too soon for Aggro. Don't even talk. That scene destroyed
Artax!
Me.
Oh,
and now
Artax,
your new horse from Ghost of Tsushima. That was big.
Because
you got to name your horse.
You get probably that and Roach.
Witcher. Yeah.
I would say that Roach is by far the most powerful horse because you'll just look around and Roach will have like teleported on top of rooftops.
Yeah, Roach is insane. Yeah, no, 100%. Roach is, yeah.
It's like, do you bend space-time, Roach? What are you
and
doing?
And those are just regular horses. If you think about like the Pokemon that are based off horses and like...
Rapidash is a magical being.
Especially when they did Galarian Rapidash.
It's an extra magical being.
Okay.
Galarian Rapidash is magical. Regular Rapidash is spicy.
Yeah. Different flavors.
They're different flavors of horse.
So the original Rapidash is like what you're telling me is like the cinnamon candies.
Yes.
And the Galarian is like sweet tarts.
Yep, that's it. Nailed it. Now I need to get both and nickname them that.
So obviously your favorite video game. What is, do you remember, because I like to ask people this question because I brag about it all the time. Mm-hmm. What was, do you remember the first video game you ever played?
Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast.
Nice. Really? That ties in really well because that was the last episode, Tom. Wow.
That was what I learned on. So it's funny is I hold a controller claw style because that's how I learned from my dad how to hold a controller.
I miss the Dreamcast.
Really?
I miss it so much.
I used to have one. I don't know where mine went, but. Yeah, that was what I learned on. So when I play games, I still play claw style on my controllers.
I do too
because of the GameCube controller.
Yep.
Because it's a very similar way of holding the controller, and that's what I played when I was pretty much through school and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is I had the GameCube controller, and you have to like basically do the same style thing.
Yeah. And that's actually why I hate the Xbox controller, is because I can't do claws easily. So that's why I play everything on a PlayStation controller.
I had to
look
this up, what you guys were talking about, because I've never, I guess I just hold the controller like a weird, boring, normal person. And that's super interesting, I got to say.
Yeah, no, like it's insane. Like I use two fingers three fingers on the fucking buttons. And yeah, it's crazy.
That is wow.
Didn't you ever play an N64? You have to like half-ass claw style in order to play that.
Yes.
Listen, there was half the times I was using the N64 controller, like putting the joystick against my leg to like use it properly. Okay. So.
Using your third arm.
Yeah, the N64 controller doesn't count. That is an anomaly.
All right, I gotta give it to you there. That is
the exception to the rule.
The N64 controller was only good for like Star Fox because it's like, oh, it's a flight simulator, so I have to have a special joystick and I have to have my hands on these buttons.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're not using that D-pad for anything.
No,
there's no way you are.
Yeah. I don't think anybody did, if I'm being 100% honest. My only memory of, I have never experienced a Dreamcast in my lifetime. So it is an enigma to me. The only memory I have of it is me being like maybe 8 or 9 years old and walking by the game cases and seeing Dreamcast stuff.
Yeah.
And then one day it was just gone. None of it was there anymore.
That's right.
And I was just like, oh.
The Dreamcast was like the originator of like the 3D Sonic games and like a lot of the good like fighting games that came from Saturn.
Yeah, Dreamcast was really good. I mean, my dad was a pretty heavy gamer, so we had every console midnight release growing up, which was freaking awesome. But the Dreamcast was great. We also had a Sega Genesis at the same time. So
I had a Genesis, and I love that.
Yeah.
I was heavily in the Nintendo camp until I got a PS2, and then I was kind of stuck in there. So yeah. I missed out on that. Like my cousin had a Genesis, and man, I feel like I definitely missed out. Definitely missed out a little bit.
Well, so you can buy the Genesis Complete Pack and play it on PC and on Xbox.
It's true.
Perfect.
It's true. Facts.
So my question is, was it more the... Because I've never researched this, what more led to the demise of the Dreamcast then? Was it... Because I've heard similar things that like... had amazing games and stuff on it. So like was just the timing versus PS2, or is Sega just a bad company?
Sega is a bad company for promotions. They are really, really bad at it. So they chose to release their console, this new amazing console, because they were already big with the Saturn at the time. It was like a cult favorite because everyone who loved fighting games was playing on the Saturn. They had games like Marvel vs. Capcom, the original, Marvel Superheroes, like all these different like big name companies at the time promoting them. But then the Dreamcast came out and they're like announcing like Sonic, I think it was Sonic, was it Adventure 1, if I'm not mistaken, that came with it?
I don't remember.
Anyway, it was one of the Sonic games that became 3D and was notorious for how glitchy and everything it was. They released it around the same time that I think, what was it that was coming out at the same time? Was it the PS1 and the It's one of the Nintendo ones. The release date. So it was the P. Oh, so 1998. It was released. 2 years later, the PS1 came out, and PS1 started showing off their games.
Yeah, I don't think anything came after the PS1 from Dream or from Sega.
trying to think of anything else that could have come from that. No, I think you're right, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think the PS1 kind of took it all by storm. And
yeah, because then Sega was trying to do its like handheld thing, like with the Game Gear and stuff like that.
I forgot all about that.
And then Nintendo screwed them over on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Game Gear, though, wouldn't that take like 4D batteries and the battery would basically die?
I owned one, and I tell you what, I switched to my Game Boy very quickly.
I remember the Game Gear because, yeah, it was this big old massive.
It was huge. It's the size of a Wii U
controller. God.
That's how big it was.
Jesus.
And the screen was tiny.
Oh, man. That's wild to even think about.
That is ridiculous. Wow. I just remember the Game Gear being like this giant brick of a thing. It's just like, wow, you could like kill somebody with this if you dropped it on them.
Yeah.
They thought Nokia phones were indestructible and dangerous. No, it's OG Game Gear. Definitely.
I never had a Game Gear. I remember seeing it, but I never had the Game Gear.
There's another one too. What was the other handheld one that was trying to do
the Neo Geo?
There's Neo Geo, yeah.
Yeah, the Neo Geo handheld. Didn't live very long at all. Because Neo Geo, they were at like the height of their prime at that time because they had all their fighting games coming out. Like literally most of the stuff that came out was fighting games for most of these. And Neo Geo was like top tier when it came to their stuff. Because they had like SNK and stuff like that coming up. And it was big in Japan. But when it hit America, it was not doing it for them.
Dang. You know what I came across the other day? You'll get a kick out of this. So we have a couple of used game stores here where I live. And the one that I frequent at, they had a fucking Virtual Boy.
Really?
Inside, yeah.
Ooh.
Did you buy one and give yourself cataract surgery inside?
Yeah,
I did not buy it. But I was like, that's pretty tight. I'm not spending money on it. That's pretty cool.
Listen, if they had a Rob, I would buy that in a heartbeat. But a Virtual Boy, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Virtual Boy was the answer to the question, what happens when they beam radiation straight into your eyes? And the answer is not good.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
However, if we're talking about like, what's that thing called? The power glove. You got to buy that immediately.
Yes. You have to own a power glove.
100%. You can play everything perfectly with a power glove. Oh,
gosh. That was ahead of its time, honestly. Like, it honestly was. Someone should come out with a power glove now. If Nintendo popular. Was like, this is the power glove Switch edition, I would buy it. 100%.
Yeah, it would be popular. It would totally make it. I came across a PSP the other day, too, on the topic of handhelds.
Not even a Vita, the old school
PSP? The old school PSP.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
So I am going to put this out there. I want to see if anyone actually knows what this is. I wanted to play PSP games, but I didn't want to buy one because I knew it was outdated. And by the time I got there, the games are pretty much obsolete at this point. So a buddy of mine turned me toward this and he's like, buy this. You can play PSP, PS Vita and all this other stuff on it. And you can play it on the TV because, I mean, it'll save you battery life and you don't have to deal with all this other stuff. Like, okay, it's called a PSTV.
I've never heard of that in my life.
It is a tiny, tiny little brick, like the size of like half of a smartphone. You plug it in with an HDMI cable and one little power outlet. You can put Vita games in there and it will play them. Or you can buy PSP games and stuff like that on the store, and you can play those kind of games on there.
Interesting.
That's not a Sony sanctioned thing, is it?
It is.
Really?
What?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can PSTV.
Yeah, because I feel like the thing really holding back physical PSP media right now is their baffling decision to go with UMDs.
Yes.
So that was interesting.
Well, what's funny with Sony is they do that crap all the time, right? So they take weird chances, right? So they went UMDs, which didn't take off. But then they went Blu-ray, which did take off. So it's like they just keep trying and testing things.
Blu-ray was their best decision, in my opinion.
100%.
Never forget the original blue discs before the random PS2 disc that you get to have the blue back.
Yep.
Never forget.
I'll never forget the day when I was able to buy Lord of the Rings and not put two discs in to watch it.
Oh, I know. Yes. Like I got the Blu-ray extended edition ones for Christmas. And I'm like, wait, what? You mean I don't have to put in disc two to resume the story? It's
right.
This is great.
Two towers isn't two discs.
What? You mean Titanic isn't four discs long anymore?
My God. It's four VHSs.
Jesus.
I sent you guys a picture of it. So yeah,
that's wild. Holy
this
shit.
Is the PlayStation TV. It literally is tiny. And it is Sony sanctioned. And honestly, you can get them for pretty cheap.
I was about to say, I'm going to look this up.
When did this first come out?
It was... let me see. Because it was after the Vita, because it plays Vita games. It came out...
I'm trying to look on like the side of the box, but I can't make out any of the words.
October of 2014.
Whoa. How did I not hear about this?
How did we not hear about that? That's crazy. Right?
Freaking Sony and their damn...
Because it's a big thing in Japan.
Sony and their damn Sony.
So yeah, right. Before they released, because I was a big fan of the Dissidia franchise. So the fighting game for Final Fantasy. And until they released the newest one, which is a ton of fun, I would play Duodecim on this because I could play it on the TV. I didn't need a handheld and I didn't need to buy a PSP. So originally when I had gotten this, it was like $45.
That's not bad at all.
And then I got the game, which was like $19. So a new system and a game that I really wanted for under $60.
Jeez.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the PSP still runs for like $100.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I wish I would have saved mine.
That's because it's now obsolete.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, unfortunately, like I said, we're running up against the time crunch, so I have two more questions for you, Snowy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to ask you this one, but now I think it's really appropriate because I think you have the expertise to finally answer it.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I like a challenge. I would go with 100 duck-sized horses.
Think of trying to catch them, though. Will they still run as fast?
Red, I already took the quiz. They're small, but they run as infinite amount. That's what I equivalate it to.
And just imagine 100 tiny horses just kicking you over and over.
Yeah, but then I have 1 foot that kicks like three or four at a time.
It's just like the scene from Lord of the Rings where Sauron is just like smashing through two.
Yes.
See, the thing is, you don't have to worry about them kicking you. It's their bite that you got to watch out for.
Oh, that's true.
That would be painful.
Because they're horses. They're not ducks.
No. The horse teeth are freaking huge.
Oh, God. Those things hurt. Jeez, man.
I just imagine a horse-sized duck, and that is also terrifying.
Yes.
So.
I don't really care for birds either. Is the other thing.
So a bird the size of a horse is.
It's kind of a scary. Which is basically an ostrich,
I guess.
If you were like, oh, it's a chicken. I would be like, hell no. But duck is a little better, but if it's not a
horse-sized chicken, reason, would also be terrifying.
Predatory birds do not bother me. Predatory, like owls and falcons and eagles, no, that shit's cool. But you throw a duck or a chicken or like a pigeon in front of me, and I'm like, bleh.
No, you gotta watch out for the geese. The geese are the ones you gotta watch out for.
Screw geese, man. Get out of here.
They are predatory birds and they don't even know it.
I know.
They're descended directly from velociraptors, so.
They're like freaking mountain lions. They just hunt for sport.
Yep.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. They're the mountain lions in the bird world.
That's amazing.
They just hunt for sport.
Just to fuck with people.
Yeah.
I want to see an eagle come down and like try to snatch like a goose baby, and then like a goose comes out and drop kicks an eagle.
I could see it happening.
Goose versus world.
He's going to honk him up.
Just going to honk him up. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Okay, so before we get cut off here, Snowy, I want to give you the last little bit here to just go ahead and plug everything you want to. Tell us where we can find Aero Sanctuary, where we can find you, what we can do to support this amazing cause. Just go ahead and do all that, man.
Sure. So for all info and knowledge, kind of, there's more knowledge about me, like me personally, and it's continually being updated and events that are going on. You can go to aerosanctuary.org. That's our website, so you can go there. Our mission statement's on there, what our plans are. There's also a donation page on there. So you guys want to help from a financial standpoint, that is on there as well.
There's also a merch on there as well.
Yes, there is merch, and there's new merch coming up either today or tomorrow for by finally putting the freaking hats on there that I meant to do at the beginning of this week. And then this week, it was all of a sudden a Saturday and it was game over. Then you can find us on basically every social media platform, almost every social media platform. So Instagram and Facebook, Aero Sanctuary, you can find us on Twitter, which just was actually started yesterday. You can find us, our panhandle on there is at Aero Sanctuary _, because there's already an Aero Sanctuary, which is a gaming team apparently. So yeah, but just look for our logo. You'll see it. It's a little white triangle with like, kind of resembles an A. So
I was actually going to ask you about that because I was like, oh, I can't find it. I actually tried to look it up on Twitter and then it's like, oh, Aero Sanctuary started following you. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
there he is.
I went through this morning and yeah, last night it took forever to like make it to where people could find it. Like me and Bell looked for like an hour and a half and it wasn't popping up. I don't know what was going on, but so that's up there now. There's some other stuff that we're going to try to start up soon. Eventually we'll have a YouTube up and all that kind of stuff, so you guys can see progress once we get the land and go through there. But really, if you guys want to help out, you can, like I said, you can go to the website and you can do the donation link. Financial support's of course appreciated. You can order merch. All the charge for merch goes to land and all that kind of stuff that we need as well. And then also just spreading the word, like, shout us out on Twitter, shout us out on Instagram, shout us out on Facebook, follow us on all of them. If we put out a post, share it, really anything like that. Just help bring awareness. Cause right now, like I said, we're still in the startup phase. So just trying to get the screen time is the important part. So,
and you can find them on Twitch where you can find the information there as well.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitch, Snowy the Strong on Twitch. And, generally you can literally ask me anything about Aero and I'll answer it right there on the spot. So
as soon as the shenanigans have been cooled down, then you can ask questions.
Yeah, it might get lost in translation within the first 5-10 minutes of ridiculousness that happens. But yeah, and then there's info about Aero on my page on there as well. But we do, I do fundraisers for Aero every now and again on there just to try to help and get Aero's name out there and raise money. So that's kind of everywhere that you can find and get info on Aero. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome, man. And thank you for championing such a great cause. That's awesome. And we
appreciate it.
This is exactly why we started this podcast, because we wanted to highlight people like you that are trying to make a difference in the world through, you know, gaming and stuff like that. So we really appreciate you coming on and sharing that story with us. And then we'll definitely be having you on more often to give us updates as things happen. And yeah, we will definitely help out and spread the word, and whatever we can do, we'll definitely do it. So you just let us know. If you even want like a little announcement made, just tell me. I can put an ad in the mid credits section of the podcast, and then we'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Sweet.
So
I appreciate it, guys.
Just, not that I'm sitting here like, oh yeah, like millions of people listen to us, but you know, just
still it's you know, every, like I was saying, every little thing, literally every little thing helps. Like I know for any organization that's fundraising stuff, they're like, anything helps, but no, really, like, especially as a startup, just word of mouth. Like if you, even not on a screen, but if you turned your buddy, you know, and you're like, hey, Aero Sanctuary is really cool, that helps. It's just getting the name out there. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Listen, we are on episode what in full? 20 in full with everything?
Sure.
And last week we were up to 300 listeners.
That's awesome. I mean, y'all are killing it. And it's good time there. Every time.
If 300 is 300, I mean, that's more than what we started with at the other one. So I mean, come on now.
I love that statement, Tom. It's like, yes, the floor here is made out of floor. 300 is 300.
I mean, yes. I mean, listen, hey, 300.
If 300 Spartans could scare the Persians, then we can do anything with this.
Well, that's kind of thing, too. It's like, you know, for people who listen to this, you know, if it's 300 people that didn't know about Aero, now 300 people know about Aero. So it's, you know, which is tons. So
yeah, that's what we hope. So we'll definitely be keeping tabs on it, and we'll be doing anything we can to support, man. So I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. Really do.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
No problem. And we'll get back to you sometime in the future just to see how you're doing.
Sounds good, boys.
All right. Awesome. Thanks appreciate for tuning it. In, everybody.